In Russia, the city of St. Petersburg is famous for its architectural landmarks. Many are left over from the imperial era. Now there's a fight brewing for control of some of the former Tsarist palaces and pre-revolutionary institutions. A number are threatened with conversion to government buildings. Others could be sold to the highest bidder. Russian authorities say without these steps, the buildings may fall into complete ruin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has a report.
This is the entrance to the vault of the Russian State Archives. Inside these walls lies virtually the whole compendium of Russia's pre-revolutionary history. Military maps from the defeat of Napoleon at the hands of Tsarist armies in 1812. 13th century treaties on parchment. 8.5 million files and bound volumes, the printed DNA of a nation. The archives have been at this 18th century edifice for nearly 80 years. The massive brick walls here protected the archives from at least 10 direct hits by Nazi bombers during World War II. Archivist Nikita Krylov says despite the decrepit interior, this building, which was built partially to hold Tsarist archives, is virtually immune to mold, excess moisture, and fire. We've brought documents in here which had been infected by mold, only to see them literally heal themselves, Krylov says. The archives feel comfortable in this building. But now Krylov and the other scientists here have been told to get ready to move out and into a new building. Krylov says instead of brick, it's made of concrete, which retains moisture and could lead to the destruction of many priceless records. Krylov says archive workers have been kept in the dark about why they're being forced to move. But some St. Petersburg City Council members, like Alexei Kovalyov, say it's part of a naked property grab by the Kremlin leadership of President Vladimir Putin. They just want to grab as much real estate as possible, Kovalyov says of the administration. They're taking over anything that isn't nailed down. Kovalyov says the archive is just one of dozens of buildings here slated for takeover by the Kremlin. Kovalyov claims the aim is to increase President Vladimir Putin's rigid control even further. But Vera Dementyeva, chairwoman of the state committee entrusted with protecting St. Petersburg's architectural treasures, says that charge is absurd. The present administration doesn't have any need to conclude deals which could stain its reputation, she says. Dementyeva argues the old Senate building is in poor condition and that the archives would be better off elsewhere. Dementyeva also defends a government plan to actually privatize some former Tsarist residences in St. Petersburg, like the rundown palace that used to belong to Grand Duke Alexei, and other mansions which have been rotting away for years. Advocates of the plan claim the government doesn't have the money to restore them on its own. The famed Hermitage Museum, the Tsar's former winter palace, is not on the selling block. Hermitage director Mikhail Piotrowski says he understands the arguments in favor of privatization.
I think this government really then in desperate situation. They see that big part of the city is deteriorating and they don't know what to do. And they have to solve the problem somehow.
But Piotrowski fears that in the process some famed landmarks could fall into the hands of shady profiteers, many of the same people who benefit from the sham privatizations of Russian industry in the 1990s.
Some people are blackmailing the government, telling, well, if you'll give it us free, maybe we'll do some restoration, something like this. Nobody wants to buy it with all the real restrictions which do exist and must exist.
Government officials, however, insist the privatization of palaces and architectural landmarks will be transparent and avoid the corruption of past Russian sell-offs. But they admit that public skepticism runs high. Many Russians believe only those with connections to the Kremlin will benefit, and that when the process is complete, many landmarks will be off limits to average people. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.